highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to keep this damn old. All the cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old.
Welcome back, hour number two of the Friday show. Someone sent in a great text, and I'm gonna read that text before we get to calls, and I will get to calls in this segment, I promise. Joe, please stay on the gym reopening topic. Oh, I will, don't worry. I've been told I might talk a little too much about it. Gyms make people healthy, they make life better, help ease stress, and are fun. I agree. Cuomo is wrong on the facts. Cuomo had no problem bringing coronavirus into nursing homes. Why is he scared of reopening gyms? I agree 100% with that texter. Here's the thing. The healthier you are, the better your body fights coronavirus, right? That's why we're told younger people won't be put in hospitals, right? They'll have to stay at home. And again, with testing up, more people getting tested, readily available. If a younger person have it, if I have it, right? If I started feeling sick, I live right next to an urgent care place. I'd walk over, get a test. And if I was positive, I'd stay home for 2 weeks or however long I have to stay home. And I think most young people are willing to do that. This originally in March was about hospitalizations. That's what they told us. We're going to flatten the curve on hospitalizations. But now, it seems the reasoning for everything is cases. And of course, if you're at a high risk, if you're in a high risk group, then yeah, you should stay home. That's why nursing homes shouldn't have visitors, right? And that's unfortunate, of course. But if you're in a high risk, stay home. If you feel sick, stay home. New York State has the lowest hospitalizations, I believe, since March. This was about hospitalizations. We have flattened the curve in this state. And obviously, when things reopen, cases are going to go up. And as we see, cases are going up with younger people who, as long as they don't have other factors, can fight coronavirus, fight this COVID-19, stay home, get better, don't pass it on, obviously. And again, that's why when you're out, wear a mask, social distance. If you're invited to dinner with someone and you feel sick, don't go. Simple things like that. You know, I saw a guy yesterday at a restaurant. We got some pickup, and the guy refused to put the mask on to walk to his table. And again, I understand it's annoying. It's you know, it gets sweaty. Under I get it. I understand the mask is annoying. But if that's what I have to do to keep the state reopening, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And this guy didn't want to wear the mask just to walk from the hostess table to his table. I just didn't get the argument. Put the mask on for two reasons. A, I'm starving and my pickup order's right there. And B, if you are sick and it helped stop spread it to anyone, then good. We stop the spread. And that's what this is all about. Stop the spread. Level off the hospitalizations. And we've done it. But now we're using cases instead of hospitalizations. What is it about? All right, we can't be locked down. We can't keep gyms, malls, and theaters closed until there's a vaccine. You're not going to be able to do that. And then you tell us one thing, and we were all for it. If you remember listening to me, I was all for it. Yes, social distance. Okay, yes, we have to close down. I understand. I'm wearing my mask. I'm you know, not seeing my family for 3 months. Okay. And we flatten the curve. Hospitals are, I'm not going to say empty, but they're at their lowest rate since March. So is it about cases now? Well, then just tell us it's about cases. I don't know. It's frustrating. So we're asking you about miscommunication around the state, political games played with this COVID-19. We're also asking you your frustration, your fatigue. Have you entered COVID-19 fatigue? 803-0930, star 930. I promised I'd take a call this segment, so I will take a call before we go to a break, and we're going to talk to John in Grand Island. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
John, I'm doing well. What do you got for us this morning?
Hey, I just want to put it in contrast of the casinos and the malls. So I was at a casino last week up in Niagara Falls, and you probably know which one I'm talking about. And as you put it in contrast between the two, you have all these people. Kathy Hochul is talking about, you know, people congregating too much at the mall, but at the same time, you have all these people at the casino congregating. Yes, and I know the casinos are doing a great job, and they you know, space things correctly. They're doing a great job. At the same time, the mall could do the same thing. And she's very ignorant of why can't the mall do the same thing, each store do the same thing, and they're going to close down the food court. So what's the difference?
Yeah, and the food court thing it gets me too, John, because restaurants are open and you can go sit at a table in a restaurant, but one of the factors keeping the mall closed is the food court. I don't see the correlation.
Correct. And when people go to the mall, they're walking around and they're going to go get something. And you can pertain to, you know, keeping the group of kids out of there. They were doing that a couple years ago because of different reasons. And you can easily make sure that that is maintained correctly. So what's the difference between a casino and the mall? And I know casino is different because it is Seneca Nation, and they are maintaining things correctly. And we can do the same thing at a basic mall in New York State.
I agree, John. And if she thinks people aren't going to Target to hang out, she did not go to Target at all during the pandemic, because since it was one of the only things open, believe me, you saw groups of people hanging out, catching up, having some coffee. So people are hanging out at Target, too. I thought that was kind of misleading.
I totally agree, because I've been to Target and Walmart, and I've seen plenty of people with no mask on probably a month and a half after everything was going on. And there's too many things going on like that. She really needs to get out there and understand this. And when it comes to the governor, he is ignorant. He's so damn ignorant. I'm sorry to say damn, but he's not doing his due diligence of doing, like, he's saying he's doing his, you know, examination of things. He's not doing that.
No, and again, you know, last week we were celebrating the end to his daily talk show, but now I kind of see why he wants to, he doesn't want the daily exposure to the media. John, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you, Joe.
That is John in Grand Island, opening a line at 803-0930. We'll go to a break, be back after this. It's Joe Beamer. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get back to the calls, I don't mean to pick on certain people. I don't. And you know what? When you take his politics out of it, Nate McMurray has always been gracious to come on this station. He has always come on Hardline when asked. He's come on this show when asked. So nothing against Nate McMurray. But, you know, hey, as someone who's 5-0 in student government elections, I don't know what it's like to lose in an election. But when you're down as many votes as he is, really, you're going to wait till every vote is counted? I understand. Hey, losing's not easy. okay? I know that. I was on a very, very bad, the 1 year I played football, I think we won one game, okay? I understand losing's not easy. We live in Buffalo. We're Bills fans. We're Sabres fans. It never gets easy. But when you're running the exact same campaign 4 months later, don't you think it's time to shut down, say, hey, you know what? Congratulations to Chris Jacobs. We'll be back in November. Maybe shut down, re-examine your campaign, see where you went wrong. Maybe try to win people over. It's a very strange campaign to me because Chris Jacobs just won the special election. He's really not going to have much of a record for Nate McMurray to go after 4 months from now. So wouldn't the move be to maybe change a little bit how you run this election? You're in a very conservative district, okay? It's, for New York State, it's very conservative, very pro-Trump. Maybe having America or Trump on your podium to end campaign one and kick off the next one, maybe it's not the route to go. Especially when 2 years ago your campaign was, oh, I'd work with the president. I'm not that anti the president. I'd work with him. I'm very moderate. Something happened in the last 2 years. But when you lose by 20, 30%, I think following the exact same campaign 4 months later against a guy who's going to have no record is not the move to go. Whoever his campaign manager is probably should be fired. And someone that can run a competent campaign hired. 803-0930, we're talking about the pandemic. We're talking about frustration, miscommunication, political games, and yes, that COVID-19 fatigue. Now, I don't mean that you're sick of the virus. I think we're all sick that the virus is here. We've all gotten fatigue of the virus. But obviously, we have to be smart. We have to be on the lookout. We have to take every precaution we can. Again, the word smart was used in there. And we've seen where we can open certain things smartly. Is that a word, smartly? I'm not sure. We've shown we can do that. We've had Walmart, Target open the entire time. They've been open the entire time. Many of them, the entire store's been open the entire pandemic. So to now say that other retail outlets with wider hallways, more space inside, to say they can't open, I think is absurd. And I'd like to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Buffalo and talk to Ann. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Ann, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. And I tell you one thing, if you run around with that mask on your face, you talk about running somewhere, I'm going to make sure I keep a fruit basket for you.
Well, Ann, I know you don't need the mask outside. I just want to prove that I can do it. I can run in a mask. So maybe they'll open the gyms if I show, hey, you can easily breathe in this mask.
Okay.
Ann, what do you got for us this morning?
You know what? You know what to take me off my little prayer? Just get rid of them completely. I'm talking about getting rid of Como, Hoka, get rid of all of them. That's what would make me happy. I think the coronavirus would just bless me. I'm telling you, because those people are the biggest liars I've ever seen in my life. And the saddest part about it is New Yorkers believe everything he say, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and you know what, Ann? It's a great thought to, you know, hey, the people who have let us down during this pandemic, vote them out. But as you know, in New York State, if there's a D next to their name on the ballot, they're most likely getting reelected.
I know it. Ain't that a shame?
It really is. It really is.
Okay, you have a good one.
Ann, you have a great weekend.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. One of our favorite callers, Ann in Buffalo, opens a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. The text board open at 716-803-0930. It just seems, hey, I can get it if the miscommunication was to the public. Now, that's not defendable, but I could understand that. But the fact that you look at just here in Western New York, take three politicians that are in charge. Governor Cuomo, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, and County Executive Poloncarz. It seems like they've all been on a separate page. Early on, And I said it right here on this show. Early on, they were on the same page. They were talking a good game. Hey, and they were getting the numbers down. Okay? And I won't take credit away from them on that. But these last two phases, it seems like as soon as one says one thing, less than a day later, something else is said. This was last week on WGR.
Gyms are scheduled to be in phase four.
Phase four. Okay, a week ago. And again, I understand things change, okay? We're talking about a virus that no one knows much about. We're still studying it. There's a lot of questions, more questions than answers. But when the precautions have been put in place and these owners have spent all this money to safely reopen, and then less than a week, you pull the rug out from under them with really the only explanation, the HVAC system? I don't know. I'd like to talk to you. If you're on hold, we are getting the calls. The next two segments will be nothing but calls. I promise you that here on WBEN. So Nate McMurray is now saying it's irresponsible for Chris Jacobs to claim victory. Have you seen the numbers with over 60% reporting? But it was irresponsible. I'll tell you, bold campaign strategy. You know, lose big in June and then take the same strategy against the same candidate with you to November. Bold. See if it plays out. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. We are talking pandemic, your frustration, the miscommunication in this state, not only to the residents of New York State, but just the miscommunication, it seems, amongst the leaders of this state. It seems like everyone's on a different page. I'll take you back a few weeks ago. Kathy Hochul was on this station. She mentioned playgrounds and other recreational things might be in phase four. Later that morning, Governor Cuomo said, yeah, we're opening those things up. You know, he said something completely different. So it doesn't seem like it was just phase four this miscommunication started. And it adds to, for me, it adds to the frustration. Also, yes, gyms, malls, theaters, we're still talking about that. Still, that was at one point supposed to be phase two for gyms, phase three for malls. Now it's not even in phase four, and we don't have any guidance when that could happen here in New York State. And talking to you about your fatigue, the COVID-19 fatigue going on right now in the United States, and that travel ban. Is it just me? The states on that travel ban all seem to be conservative states. California's seen a surge. Oregon has seen a surge. They're not on the list. But conservative states seem to have all made the list, coming from the guy who said he wasn't going to play politics. 803-0930. Let's go to Tonawanda and talk to Frank. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Frank, I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
Well, I've been a health professional since 1981. Back when I joined the United States Air Force, did my tour, and I got out, and I continued as a medical professional and found myself as a trainer. And several years ago, I opened up my own training center in the city of Tonawanda. And oddly enough, one of the courses that I teach is the OSHA 1910-1030 Bloodborne Pathogens and Infection Control Program for professionals like healthcare providers, tattoo parlors, massage parlors, and those businesses, tattoo and massage, are allowed to open, but my training center falls under that, we're not going to open you up in phase four thing. I can't open up my doors literally to teach the programs that are supposed to prevent COVID from spreading in the businesses that they've authorized to reopen.
Unbelievable. Have you been given any guidance by the state? I mean, have they been in communication with you at all?
The communication that we actually get is off the New York State websites that says, you cannot open, you cannot open, you cannot open. And then, of course, the verbal on TV when Cuomo was doing his live talk show every day. If you do it, you will be fined. his words.
Yeah, I saw his tweet, you know, don't make me come over there. All right, Governor Cuomo. Now, let me ask you, for your business, how has this affected you? Have you been able to do anything like virtual online, or has it just been doors closed and now just a big question mark?
Doors closed because it's CPR and first aid, so I can't teach somebody how to do cardiopulmonary resuscitation, but you can go get a massage. I can't teach somebody how to give Narcan to an overdose patient, but you can go get a tattoo. None of this makes any sense. My doors got shuttered in March, and everything is out of pocket since then. And since I'm single proprietor, there's no unemployment. Everything is coming out of pocket. Just between the sales that I've lost and the money out of pocket, I'm looking at not being, if I can't reopen in the next 7 days, I am going to have to close the training center permanently because I'm tapped out. There's no relief for me. There's no money. There's no loans. There's nothing.
Well, Frank, well, A, that's awful news, and you are correct. It doesn't make any sense. Here, yeah, you can go do this, but the guy doing the training, no, he's not able to open his doors. Well, Frank, I wish you the best. I really do hope that in the next 7 days, something changes. You know, I'm doing this whole show hoping that something changes, even by Tuesday, if that's possible. So, Frank, hang in there. Thank you for the insight, and thank you for wearing the uniform.
Thanks, sir.
That is Frank in Tonawanda opening a line for you. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. Paul, good morning.
Hey, how you doing there, Joe?
Paul, I'm doing well, man. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, let me say, and there aren't very many people who think as I do that come on this channel, which is fine, but I'm a proud Democrat and have been for a long time. But I will agree with you on one point concerning the governor. I didn't know that California wasn't on the list, and it should be. You know, I will agree with that because I think people coming from any state where there's, a large number, and it's steadily going up, they should all have to quarantine for 14 days, I guess it is, when they come here. It doesn't say they can't come here. So, you know, I agree.
Well, Paul, I'm glad we agree on that thing, and I'm also glad you called with a different opinion. What do you got?
Well, it was on CNN, and I looked it up on YouTube later about a council meeting in Palm Beach, Florida, where there was like hours and like 3 hours of debate, and these people that were that were against wearing masks. They must have been the evangelical nut jobs, because I don't call those people Christians, but that's a whole other thing. I mean, the things they said were just, you're messing with God's wonderful breathing apparatus and all this stuff, and you're the devil. And I mean, I just talking to doctors and stuff, I found that really disturbing.
Yeah, Paul, I saw the video too on not as informational of a site. I got that video off of Barstool. But yeah, that's where you and I are going to also agree. I don't agree calling anyone a nut job, though. I will say that. But we agree on the pushback against mask wearing. I just don't see it. If wearing a mask means that the mall can open, if wearing a mask means that you can go back to work, I am 100% for wearing a mask. Is it an inconvenience? Of course it's an inconvenience. However, if it means more things can open, we can get back to somewhat normal, I'm all for wearing the mask, Paul. So you and I see eye to eye on that. I don't understand the pushback against the mask.
But I want to say one more thing, and this you probably will disagree with, but I always, when I come on any show, I believe in being civil,
Yes.
I think the federal response, China, yeah, they weren't straight up about it, but I really think the federal response was just with the president we have is just horrific, and I think that when you say, well, there's only 15 cases, and when they go, it's gone away, and it'll go away by the end of April, and this kind of stuff, I just I don't have words.
Paul, we will disagree on that, and thank you for the call. Here's the thing. Everyone's going after the president for saying that, hey, by Easter, he said by Easter, hopefully we will have an end, or hopefully we will see this go down towards zero. He was being optimistic. And I don't see what's wrong with being optimistic. It wasn't his coronavirus task force saying that. The people who are in charge of looking at the coronavirus and looking at the COVID-19 cases. So I'll disagree with Paul on that. I think the China ban was great. I think there should have been a more restrictive international altogether ban earlier than went into effect. So, yes, I can criticize a move or two, but I do think that the federal government has been on top of that. And speaking of that, at 12:30, the COVID or the coronavirus task force is making their first address in 2 months. And obviously anything big that comes from that, we will bring you. But yeah, that, and I know people are going to disagree with me listening, and that's fine. I like having disagreements, but that meeting in Palm Beach, Florida, it's on Barstool, it's on Twitter, it's all over the place. Again, you're going to have to explain the pushback of the masks to me. Is it annoying? Yes. But does it mean that we can maybe limit coronavirus spread and maybe have more businesses open? Because here's how I look at it. As a fiscal conservative, here's how I look at it. Can we open more things and get the economy going again? Yes. If I put this mask on, okay, boom, I will wear the mask. If that's what it takes to get this economy back in motion, if that's what it takes so you can go back to work, so malls can open and retail sales can get back to where they were before this pandemic, yes, let's do it. I'll put the mask on. This is annoying. I can barely understand what the other person's talking about. I hate seeing their saliva build up on the outside of their mask. But if more things will open, if we'll get that money flowing again in this economy, let's go. Give me a mask. And yesterday, I had a matching outfit. I had a Buffalo mask on with Bill shorts and a Bill shirt. Hey, you gotta have some fun with it too, right? 803-0930-*930. We're back after this on WBEN. Hey, Governor Cuomo, how do you think the show is so far?
Show some decency.
Oh, all right. We'll work on it. By the way, a few weeks ago on Hardline, we had Dr. Kevin Hardwick, who I have a ton of respect for. But he said that the defund the police movement, I'm just using him as an example because he came on the show. But Democrats are saying that the defund police movement isn't about actually defunding the police. And remember, I think I went on a rant that you might want to come up with a better slogan. Well, now we look from CBSNews.com that Minneapolis city council members are taking their first step toward disbanding city's police department. Talk about miscommunication. That's the show today, talking about miscommunication in this state. Wait a minute. Is the defund police movement actually about defunding police or not? Because I have Democrat politicians telling me, again, all over the place, not just here in New York State, telling me that, no, it's not really about defunding the police. It's just a slogan to, you know, for police reform and cutting money from their budget where they don't need it. It's not really about defunding it. But then I look, Minneapolis, they're taking their first step towards disbanding the police department. So which one is it? Is it about defunding the police or not? They don't even know what the heck the slogan's about. They don't even know what they're advocating for. That's another. I hate to go back on social media. I hate to do this, but that's another thing that annoys me. Instagram was like the fun platform left. That was the one that was fun, right? People post pictures of their dinner. They'll post pictures of the beach. Okay, they'll post pictures when they're on vacation. Like, oh, look at that couple. They look nice. That's what Instagram was. It was the one platform that was left that wasn't really political. Okay, it's where Barstool put a lot of their funny videos up. Well, now all of a sudden Instagram has just gone completely political. You know, you go through someone's stories. Again, it used to be, hey, I was on the beach today, I had a drink. And now it's, well, if you think defund the police means to defund the police, I've got a lesson for you. Hey, newsflash, okay? I'm not on Instagram for your lesson. Okay, I'm not on a picture site for you to give me a lesson. Sorry, just not what I'm on there for. It's amazing that all these platforms, you know, anything that you look for to go away. And again, I'm not the kind of person that's going to sit here and say I'm sick of LeBron James, using his platform for all these politics. I don't really care. All right. If LeBron James wants to tweet and go campaign, I don't care. He has every right to. He's built his name up. He's an amazing athlete. That's fine. He can go do that. What does bother me are these things that we had that were getaways from reality that we have every right to have, by the way. We have every right to ask for a few hours away from reality. That's what sports is for most people. It's this outlet away from reality just to get your mind off the heaviness of life for a minute. So that's where the complaints come in. Use your platform all you want. Go campaign for Joe Biden. You know, go tweet about how much you don't like the president. That doesn't bother me at all. But is it too much to ask for a few hours to get away? And again, Facebook, Twitter, those have already been taken over. I get it. You go on Twitter. If you expect to go on Twitter and not see politics, I don't know where you've been the last decade. But Instagram was like the last one. Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. These are the ones we are going to go on and not get as political. Just have a little fun. See how, you know, what people are up to. See what people are up to when they're not all over Twitter telling you that they're going to remember who voted for Trump. I remember you. Oh, good. You have a memory. Congratulations. You know, Instagram was where the miserable people didn't go. The miserable people stayed on Twitter. Now it just seems like everyone, you go on social media, if you're not in a bad mood, just like turning on CNN, social media will put you in a bad mood. The lack of original content. Again, I have no problem, as I said to Paul in Buffalo, and I hope Paul calls again, I have no problem with people disagreeing with me. Call in every time. Seems like I give this speech once a week. Call in any time you want to disagree. That's great. I'm all for a nice back and forth. But I'm sorry. I do like original content. I don't like the same thing repeated the entire time I'm going down my Twitter news flow. And that goes for people on the conservative side, too. I'm not saying only liberals lack original content. It seems to be more obvious on Twitter because it seems that the political left has kind of taken over Twitter. And if you have any kind of disagreeing, you know, if you retweet the president or you tweet something that supports a conservative idea, your notifications will light up with liberals who will tell you that they're going to remember you and how unintelligent you are. And then they'll retweet within their tweet a video because they're not technologically smart enough to embed the video in their own tweet. We see this very often. So, you know, just the lacking of, obviously I went on Instagram during the commercial break, if you're wondering where this rant came from. The lack of original content, the preaching, right? I get you have your opinion and express it all you want, but don't talk down to me, okay? Don't use your platform to talk down to me and tell me how dumb I am. If you want to have a back and forth, that's not a good way to start. All right, when we come back, I promise we'll get back on the pandemic topic. Thank you for listening to, I think, my fourth rant of the day. I appreciate it. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Hey, coming up after the news, we'll kick off the weekend here on WBEN.